Welcome to A Lemon A Day, a mini-series to heal yourself and change your life. I am so excited to bring you this new fortnightly supplement to Lemonade, where every 2 weeks, I'll bring you an interview with an incredible practitioner from a life-changing healing modality. I am asked quite a lot about what I've done to heal myself over the years, and it's a question I'm always too happy to answer because I love sharing the different ways I've worked on my emotional, physical, spiritual, and psychological health. So I thought, why not bring the very people who've changed my life to you? None of these interviews are sponsored or gifted in any way. I can assure you of that. So every word of endorsement is because the therapeutic practice has genuinely enriched my life, or I am hanging to try it out very soon. Dr. Shammy worked as a GP for 20 years before she realised there was a better and more effective way to treat the patients she was seeing. So she undertook some further training and became what is known as an integrative GP, which is a much more holistic way of treating patients. She now focuses on searching for the root cause of illness within her patients rather than slapping a band-aid over the symptoms. Her specialties include gut and mental health as well as thyroid health and fatigue. I started working with Dr. Shammy earlier this year after another doctor diagnosed me with chronic fatigue, and honestly, she changed my life. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Just a note, the content provided in A Lemon A Day is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always, always seek the health advice of your GP. Dr. Shammy, thank you so much for coming on the A Lemon A Day podcast. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you so much for asking. Oh my gosh. Talking about functional medicine and integrative medicine. So this is amazing. Thank you.
Lovely. Well, you have helped me so much this year. So when I started this supplement to my podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't do this without speaking to you. So I'm so thrilled that you agreed to be on. Thank you for making time for me. Dr. Shammy, with all my guests for this supplement, I'd love to get a really good feel about how they got to where they are and why they're doing what they're doing. And I've been finding that all the practitioners I've spoken to, usually it's inspired by their own personal journey. Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about how you got to be doing what you're doing today?
Absolutely. Okay. So I would probably go back about 10, 11 years. And at that time I was working in the UK in the National Health Service, and it was just phenomenal. So 5-minute consults, you're seeing about 30, 40 patients a day, but that wasn't enough. You had queries, and then you had scripts, and then you had home visits. So you're probably talking to at least 60 people. And it was just never ending. It was like 4 or 5 days a week, never ending. And then I actually got quite disillusioned with medicine. It was around 2008, and I go, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing? Literally in 5 minutes, you are providing a script to that solution. You know, it was the solution. It was the only solution. There was no time to even have a conversation. And I go, right, I need time out. And so what I did, I took 8 months off, went around the world, spent time in Central America, just volunteered and studied Spanish, and then traveled around Asia as well, and came back and go, right, this is not for me. I need to go somewhere else. And then I made plans to come to Australia. And I knew the work-life balance was much better in Australia. You can have more time with your patients. So I made that journey. But on the way there, and I'll link it to the story of why I named my company Usawa, I decided to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. And I just did it on my own because all my friends were like, yes, Shammy, I'm going to do it with you. But in the end of the day, no one was available. And I was super determined. I'm like, right, I'm doing it. I'm training for 8 months. I am doing it.
As you do.
And then I just joined a group, and it was this amazing group, just two other people, and, you know, with the porters, and we climbed to the top and back. And from that day onwards, I go, right, I can do anything. What do I need to do? How, you know, what do I want to visualize my life to be? And that's when all the changes happen. I go, right, I'm moving to Melbourne. And it was sort of just a weird gut feeling from the UK. I just met a friend for lunch, and he said, hey, my friend's opening a clinic in Melbourne. And then literally I got this job over Facebook. It was so weird.
Oh my God, how funny.
And then when I came here, I go, wow, I can spend more time with patients. This is amazing. I can actually think about education. And what happened along the journey when I moved over, I realized I was in the stress response hugely. I did not stop, did 100 million things in one go. And then I noticed, wow, I was gaining weight. My gut was affected. My hormones were changing. I was having acne for the first time in ages. And what I knew then was going down the conventional route. So here we go, all the different types of medication. And I was just treating one symptom at a time, and it was actually getting worse. And it was going, this doesn't make sense, right? Mm. All the knowledge that I've got, and it's not getting better. And then my friend put me in touch with ACNIM, Australian College of Nutritional Environmental Medicine, said, hey, just have a look at the lectures. It's all about nutrients and putting everything together. And it was just phenomenal. I never stopped. And I literally healed myself through that. And then I realized this is just not the way to practice that 5-10 minutes. And so a great way of explaining the difference between functional integrative medicine and normal GPs, I normally say, right, when you go to the GP, they go, give me one symptom. Don't talk about anything else. Give me one symptom. And I will give you a solution for that. And majority, 9 times out of 10, it's a drug. That's the solution. And so what I say is, when you come to me, I need to hear all your problems. I need to hear all your symptoms, because more than likely they're all interrelated in some way. And I need to know that so I can find out what that root cause is and put your body back into balance. And we have to start with lifestyle changes. Like, that's so important. That's the foundation of health. And we can go into that a bit more a bit later. And then you know, tackle those nutrient deficiencies. What about the diet? We've got to clean up that diet. And then we can go a few steps down the line with gut health, hormonal health, liver detox. So we can go deeper and deeper. But our ultimate goal in functional medicine and integrative medicine is to get you well. We want you well. Your body is designed to be well. And how can we get there? And it's about, and I always say, your body's out of balance. Okay, so how do we put it back into balance? And it's making those adjustments.
Yeah, that's what I loved when I first saw you, is that it felt like, you know, some of the questions you're asking, it's like, how could this possibly be related? And then when it all came together, you're like, ah, yes, that makes sense, because that's from here and that's from here. And it painted you this picture of health, of symptoms that I didn't even realize were related. Is that so rewarding, I guess, helping people, I guess, string together all these things that they didn't even realize were one, and helping them find a solution and a way forward?
Absolutely. And I often get this, patients tell me, oh, thank you for listening. Yes. Because what happens when they do go to their GP, they go, hold on a sec, too many problems. That's 10. I can only deal with 3. And it becomes quite dismissive, when in actual fact it's interlinked. And I feel it's so rewarding, because I love being the detective. I love going, right, okay, so which system is out of balance? Do I need to start with the hormones first? Do I need to start with the gut first? And each person is so unique. Mm. There is actually no strict protocol or formula, because each person is so unique, because sometimes the gut is number one to start with, or actually balancing out your hormones is number one, and then the gut actually goes back to normal. And so I absolutely love what I do as a result of that, because it's so awesome seeing patients just get better.
Totally. And they do. And I got better remarkably quickly as well with what you suggested. Did you have to go and do further study to integrate this new approach and to be an integrative GP? And can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I started studying with Australasian College of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine. So they've been around for 40 years, which is so impressive. And they've been training doctors. So you go on this journey of learning lots and lots of stuff. Eventually you can study for your fellowship. And that's what I did. So that took me about 3 to 4 years. And that was like 12 modules and lots of maybe 200 hours of clinical cases, lots and lots of work towards it. But you needed the time to process all this information and really understand practicing it with patients. It's not one of those courses where you can do it in 6 months and go, yes, I know it all. It's actually, the experience makes such a difference. So that's ACNIM. It's been around. And funnily enough, I ended up becoming vice president.
Just add that into the mix. You weren't doing enough as you were.
And so I go, oh, how did I end up here? I remember years ago sitting at the back of the conference, very timid. Who do I speak to? And I'm like, Oh my God, I'm right at the front now, and
I'm the people speak to.
Absolutely. But I'm loving it. And that's the whole mission of Acronym is let's train more healthcare professionals. This has not been taught at med school. And I think that's important for your listeners to know. It hasn't been taught at med school. And everyone who goes on this journey, did I miss that at med school? Did I miss that lecture? Because we have missed out a huge chunk of knowledge. And that's
insane. Is that knowledge to do with nutritional medicine and gut health and hormones and all that kind of stuff?
All of that. All of that. Even diet, you know, the average GP won't be able to, won't ask you about your diet because they're not trained in it and unaware of the massive amount of nutrient deficiencies are happening and how that's linked to illness as well. And so that was huge. People were saying, I think it was about 4 hours of nutrition at med school in the whole of 5 years. And that's a huge, huge gap in the knowledge. And that's what Acronym is sort of filling, really educating doctors. But it has been a challenge because doctors are thinking in a certain way for such a long time. They go, why do I need to think about nutrition? So that link, we're still educating them on that link.
And what are the reasons people are coming to see you, and how do you, you know, if someone sits down with you, how do you then help them?
Yeah. So it all starts with this, and you've probably done it, the amazingly long questionnaire of questions. And that I realize saves so much time. I've got a snapshot of everything. So what am I asking apart from all your symptoms? Medical history, of course, but also lifestyle factors, also mental health. I want to know where your mental health is. Stress is a massive component. And I always say that's like literally the foundation in order to get to wellness. What you're eating, I need to know a snapshot of what you're eating, sleeping. Are you waking up refreshed? Are you exercising? It's just so comprehensive. And so I got a great snapshot of life at the moment. What are your stresses? What are your past stresses? Mm-hmm. Often people are coming with significant amount of stresses that they haven't sort of come to terms with. So linking the stress to the rest of your body is so important. And once we understand the impact of stress on every aspect of your body, healing begins. Mm. Because you've got the why to make those changes of sleep and movement and breathing. There is a why behind it because you know how it's linked to your body. So literally that's the pathway they take. So when they come and see me, they know that we're dealing with everything. We want everything on the table. And I go, right, okay, that's linked to that. That's linked to that. Okay, this is where we're going to start. Mm-hmm. And it can be so non-specific sometimes, the symptoms. It could be really something, what I would call simple, right? Yep, it's your gut. You've got severe bloating. Is it large bowel? Is it small bowel? We can work down that pathway. Is it anxiety? We can work down various pathways from diet, nutrients, hormones, gut health, massive factors there. Or it can be so non-specific from I'm feeling fatigued and occasional dizziness, muscle aches, I'm not sleeping, and you go down the spectrum and then we break it down and go, right, which system do I need to work on? What do I need to get right in terms of the basics? So always start with stress, the lifestyle, that's the pyramid, stress, lifestyle, diet. Are you eating well? Are you eating enough protein? Yeah. I often see we're under eating protein, so it's be eating nutritious food, cleaning up your diet, less inflammatory foods, for example, wheat, the inflammatory oils, the seed oils, trying to remove that, cleaning up your diet, adding the nutrients that you might be deficient in, to be honest with you, because the soil is so deficient in nutrients. Recent research is showing like 60% are deficient in magnesium. Yeah. And that's like magnesium's needed for like 800 chemical reactions, like the foundation. And even that can make a significant difference. The key nutrients, magnesium, the vitamin D, the B6, 9, and 12. That's literally the basics. And then we can go deeper.
Like building blocks. And I loved, it was so refreshing when I saw you as well, is that, you know, you did everything that you're saying here with me, but you're like, you know, there are significant emotional issues that you need, you know, to work, and you referred me to Sue, the hypnotherapist, to sort it out that way. And like, it was like this incredible acknowledgement. I feel like as normal people. When we see doctors, you expect them to just have to fix everything with a script. But it was like, no, this is my area. And then I'll refer you this for this area. And then that'll all combine together and help you in that way. And it was just so refreshing. And it really did work, that combination. Are you finding that the people that are coming to you are almost like they've tried, has it like they've tried everything and nothing's really worked or stuck, or it might have worked for a month or two and then just gone back to normal?
Absolutely. Often I get the patients who have been to many doctors, specialists, done their own research, and they're stuck. They go, but I love their determination because they know they can feel better. They know there's a solution, but they just haven't found it yet. So it's most of the time it's at the end of the road. And hence why I have to be so thorough and go right back and figure out and put my thinking cap on, which is awesome, which I absolutely love.
Yeah. Do you find that people feel disconnected from, I guess, their physical symptoms and what's going on physically and their emotional and mental health? And how important is it for us to, I guess, acknowledge that they are all one and treat it as one?
Absolutely. The easiest way of describing that is talking about the stress response, because the stress response is, in simple terms, it begins with a thought. How crazy is that? It begins with a thought. Your amygdala, which is part of your brain, which detects fear, says, this is fearful, get me out of here, sends the signals to different parts of the brain and then to your adrenal glands, which is sitting on top of your kidneys, releasing that cortisol, releasing the adrenaline, noradrenaline, and you've got this amazing sympathetic nervous system, the nerves that's connected to your gut, to different parts of the body. So it gives you that fear response, which is, you know, sometimes your heart races, sweaty palms, that overwhelming doom, tense muscles. It is that stress response. So when you think about it, it begins with a thought. How phenomenal is that? Mm. And it's just one thought can have this so much power. It's incredible. And so the mind is connected to the body. And that's why we really need to hone in on stress management skills. And the stress management skills is, you know, I do refer to Sue, our counselor and hypnotherapist, but simple stress management skills is actually just being aware that you are in that stress response, because I knew I wasn't aware. I did not connect the dots. So it is not those massive stresses that you get in life of those major moments of, you know, loss or pain. It's actually the daily stresses that your body cannot take. And it's the daily stresses of, what do I need to do? I've got 100 things on my to-do list. I'm not stopping. I'm not eating. I'm not sleeping. My mind's wandering. I'm in fear mode. I'm either thinking about the past, thinking about the future. I'm not in the present moment. And this is creating this stress response, releasing the cortisol, the adrenaline, and the body can't really take it 24/7. And hence why the shifts in your system start happening. And we don't often connect the dots, because it's that chronic stress that can lead to weight gain, to anxiety, to irritable bowel symptoms, to insomnia, to fatigue. So we've got these end stage symptoms that are actually not connected to the daily chronic stress. And again, it goes back to, what are your triggers? And really going back, okay, what can I do about it? You know, really simple things: breathe, move, eat, you know, those three things, and sleep. Sorry, I've got to make it four. Breathe, just deep breath in into your tummy. We're often, 9 times out of 10 patients that come to see me are shallow breathing, because it is in that stress response. And when you take a deep breath in, you're triggering your vagus nerve, and that vagus nerve is that rest and digest, feeling calm, and you feel calm. It's phenomenal. So big reminder, breathe. Big reminder, sleep. You know, sleep is so important. It's probably the most precious part of the day, but it's the easiest to give up. And you know, we regenerate, we nourish the body during sleep, we detox during sleep. And movement, I can't emphasize, I'm a massive fan of movement. Often when you are feeling down, low, anxious, lacking energy, it is so hard to move, to get the motivation to move.
It really is. Yes, you just can't, it's the last thing you feel like doing.
Absolutely. And I always go, actually, the research is saying you just need to move for 5 minutes. You don't need to do a big cardio workout. You literally need to, hey, put on some fab music that you absolutely love and move. That's all you need to do to actually start changing your brain chemistry. So your serotonin, your happy chemicals are increased. And that sort of lights patients up. They go, oh, okay, I can do that.
Yeah, it's the commitment to thinking, oh God, do I have to do 45 minutes of cardio and strength every day that puts you off it when you're already probably feeling overwhelmed. So that's a great advice, actually. Just put on a song and have a little dance. So when people, you know, a lot of people that listen to this podcast are going through therapy or have gone through perhaps their own emotional turmoil or healing or just interested in personal development, how important is it then, you know, not obviously talk therapy is crucial, but to be focusing on your overall health in terms of personal development and healing in general?
Absolutely. So talk therapy, super important, but it's not the only piece of the puzzle. Mm. It has got to be, you know, what are you eating? What are you nourishing your body with? And it's really interesting. I was speaking to a colleague and she goes, I never really thought about food as fueling my body. So it is, what are you fueling your body? That's so important. Nutrients, we mentioned about the key nutrients, magnesium, the D's, the B's, just exploring that a bit more. So it's literally putting all of this together, plus that lifestyle change as well. Mm. It is looking at the whole picture, because talking is just one piece of the puzzle. And I'd love to inspire more psychologists to learn about nutritional medicine as well. There's nothing stopping you, because it is putting all the pieces of the puzzle. And we all need to sing from the same hymn sheet. And when you hear everyone saying, hey, Elizabeth, what were you eating today? And you were speaking to your psychologist. How awesome is that you're getting the same message of sleep, or have you moved today? And you're getting that same message. So we're always hearing it. And it's
That makes so much sense, rather than just treating it like we sometimes do, as this person I speak about my mental health, this person I do, you know, I speak about my gut health with, and rather than it's all one. That makes so much sense. Can you talk us through anecdotally just some of the firsthand results that you've witnessed in some of your patients? And what, you know, I imagine that's so rewarding.
Absolutely. Oh, there's so many stories, but I actually remember one girl coming to visit me, and she was only in her 20s and she had seen so many doctors, but she literally came with severe muscle twitching to the point her arm was actually moving. And she, poor thing, she came with her mum and she couldn't work. She was fatigued. She had gut issues. She had mental health issues. And the first thing I said to her was, you need to start with magnesium. This is related. I mean, she had seen neurologists. She had seen so many other people, but no one mentioned magnesium. And I don't expect patients to suddenly know about magnesium and what to do. It's just not their area. So within 24 hours, the twitching subsided and it was phenomenal. And then we started on this amazing journey of uncovering each and every layer. And within 6 months, she was working again and she's having a new life. And then we started working, you know, went deeper into her mental health and realized she's got ADHD, and we worked on that. And she just went from strength to strength to strength. So that's a story that I love repeating. And another one is a lady, probably in her 50s, actually, 20 years of severe bloating, and to the point where she was in such a restricted diet. I did not know how she managed. It was so restrictive. It was hardly anything. It was extremely bland food, but she was gaining weight and she couldn't figure it out. So she would restrict more food, but gain weight and feel really uncomfortable. She did not like eating because it was causing her so much pain. So we discovered small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So that's basically bacteria sitting in the small bowel, not meant to be. So whatever you eat, you produce a lot of hydrogen and methane gases. And that severe bloating within 30 minutes, it's related to fatigue, brain fog, low iron, low B12 levels. So we diagnosed with that. We treated her for that with the whole protocol. And within, for her, because it's been going such a long time, treatment lasted about 3 to 4 months. But after that, she started, we were able to reintroduce food. She was eating normally. And then her next challenge was losing weight. And then she went on this journey. It took another 6 to 12 months. And then she sent me a photo. Sherry, I've lost weight. Look at me. You know, and she was getting married again, and it was so awesome actually just to see that journey. And yeah, and I see a lot of mental health, and I absolutely love treating mental health because there's so much you can do with mental health. You know, in addition to medication, plus or minus medication, there's absolutely, and mental health, I'm such an advocate, we've got to look at it holistically. It is just not about the pill. It, you know, and patients love it when they come back and, you know, they're sleeping. They've made significant changes in their life, like the impact of caffeine maybe on anxiety. As a result, their sleep improves. Okay, and they've changed their diet, so they're eating more protein, they feel more energetic, they feel better. So many cases of mental health where they didn't realize they could feel better. So it's so awesome just to guide them on their journey. I'm literally the guide, and they're the star of the show. They're making all the changes.
Oh, I love that. That's such a great way to put it. And if someone listening is thinking of booking in with you, what should they know, and how many sessions should they be expecting, or is it very individualistic?
Okay, so it's on my website, www.usawa.com.au, and I'll tell you a little story about that in a minute. And so, yeah, the journey is individual, but often what I see, because we go so into depth, it's a half an hour consults. We've got this amazing questionnaire to fill in that I got all the knowledge I need to. I'm not spending the first half hour collecting data. I'm going into management. We're getting perhaps some tests done. You'll come back maybe 4 to 6 weeks later with all the results. And then you go away, you initiate all the management plan. I give a report, quite a detailed report, so you don't forget and you've got something to refer to. And you come back, say, 4 to 6 weeks, and then you come back, say, another 4 to 6 weeks later, or even 2 months later. Often we're seeing a lot of change at that point, and you're literally going away, maybe coming back for your fourth visit, which is time to see what's your long-term plan and say goodbye, to be honest. I often see patients, you know, discharged around the fourth visit, which is could be 4 to 6 months later.
Oh, and you wanted to tell the story about how you came up with your business name as well. I'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. So I mentioned that I was disillusioned, decided to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, that's in Tanzania, and that was a pivotal in my life of change. And I go, right, what am I going to do different? Move to Australia, did all of that. So Usawa actually means balance in Swahili.
Oh, I love
So
that.
Swahili is the language in Tanzania, and that just connected me to Mount Kili and my experience there, going, you can do anything, Sherry. And what I'm doing is literally putting the body into balance. So it's just the core of everything that what we do as a team, putting the body back into balance. And so it just keeps me motivated and focused.
Oh, I love that. What a great like motto to have. It, you know, it's your motto and your business name, and it'll keep you so inspired as well. I love that. Now, my final question, what about if there's someone listening who perhaps just doesn't have the budget or lives in another state, how can they be supporting themselves to through their healing and personal development journey?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I've got actually quite a few resources. I've got a learning platform on my website. It's a Thinkific platform, and I've put up lots and lots of free resources and also a 6-week challenge. There's a fee to it, and that just means you're committed. That's the whole reason. But a really nominal fee, and it's literally lots and lots of educational resources. What's a stress response? How do we create a change in mindset? I've got the fantastic one I did with my yoga therapist on regulating emotions with breath and movement, and it's so empowering. That's up on the learning platform as well. And there's a great 6-week challenge where I go into detail of sleep, diet, all of those kinds of things. So there are lots of resources there. And I guess, you know, is it books? Is it websites? There's a ton, as you can imagine, there's a ton out there. But I'd probably say that's what I know is my platform and the education resources there to start that journey.
Totally. That makes so much sense. And as you said, there is just so much wealth of information out there and people providing information on Instagram as well, you know, actual professionals. You know, there are resources out there to help support, get yourself on started on the journey, I suppose. And then, you know, if you feel like you're in a position to come and see you, I can't recommend it enough. So I'll put all the links and everything in the show notes. But otherwise, thank you so much, Dr. Shami. That was amazing.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you for sharing your knowledge. And I'll see you next week.
Yes. Brilliant.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of A Lemon A Day. I'll pop all the links in the show notes. In the meantime, if you can hit subscribe, leave a positive review, hit 5 stars and share on social media, any combination of those things, I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, chat soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.